Good evening, everyone. This is Winston. Hope everyone's doing well this wonderful day. I thought it was important to get together and share some things that are going on. I wanted to take a few moments and really send some love out to some people that have been really important in my life and hopefully within yours. As you know, here, as we get into the fall, there are lots of great things happening in Atlanta. And so there's so many that it's hard to capture what they may be, but there are some that I wanted to just highlight real quick. And for those of you who have joined us before, thank you again for joining the Rising Tides podcast. Several of the friends that I've known here over the last couple of years are participating in something that's starting today called the Atlanta Black Theater Festival. It's run by a wonderful person named Tony Henson. And so Jason Lauder, Anthony Page, Darrell Daniels, Mia Simone, Angel Henderson, Angel Jeter, as well as some great volunteer friends that I know that are volunteering like myself, like Amy McCoy and Dat Paxton. It's really, to me, it's a great opportunity to see what I consider one of the greatest art forms that exists, and that's theater, on stage and from the perspective of our Black artists from all over the world. Tony shared with us recently that it's one of the best theater festivals in the United States of America and in the world, so please go out and check it out, and hopefully you get to see all of those people. They are just phenomenal friends, and I thank them for what they're doing. It's just great. And next week we've got our production that's going to happen at the New Marriott Theater in the Square on 11 Whitlock Avenue. We are anticipating an exciting crowd of many people from all walks of life to come in. So it's going to be 11 Whitlock Avenue next week, Thursday and Friday, at the New Marriott Theater in the Square. It's Super Loser. It's our story about really helping creatives find their voice, which is the reason why we have this organization and the reason why we have this podcast. If you like fun stuff, you like to laugh, you like drama, you like ratchetness, all of those things, you're going to really dig Super Loser next week. And so I put a post out recently about myself and hoping to be transparent about where I'm at. You know, as I get to this stage and season of life, I start to think about, you know, what's to be accomplished, what's yet to be accomplished. And for those of you who know me well, I probably come across as a person that's got their hands in a lot of stuff and busy and trying to make things happen. And I do try to do that from the perspective of service first. You know, and I take that service model from what I see of my Lord and Savior Jesus, where he just came to this earth to serve us all and to give us a great example of what we should be doing with each other. And that to me is like the greatest way to live one's life. I could probably debate you and anyone about the specificity of anything else that's within the ancient world, but that example is what I've been trying to live my life on. And that makes for some long nights. I tell you, there are nights, like right before I got on this conversation with you, I got two resumes from friends of mine who asked me to help them with finding some contacts as they're in transition from one role to the other. And that's something I can do. I know how to do it. I've been in that place myself. I've seen the anxiety and the stress that comes from being in one transitioning from one role to another, especially when you've got other people that are looking to you to be the person that helps the family along. And so I love to do that. But lately it's been all coming to a head, and I think personally that plus the confluence of, you know, my milestone that's coming next year, I'm going to be a half a century old, which is fantastic. I think it's great. And I will give my own pat. I don't look a half a century old, at least not to me. And so I guess all of that is coming together. And I started saying, man, am I doing the right thing? And I think the answer is innately yes. But at the same time, it did make me have some moments of real depression and sadness. I found myself emotional at things I wasn't emotional about before. You know, some of my favorite songs I would listen to, and all of a sudden I felt a certain kind of way. And that was tough. But I tell you this, I feel emboldened and I feel strengthened all of the time. And not because of anything that I'm doing, but because of all the friends that I have that exist and the people who are really around helping each other. I think this world sometimes gets this view that everything's bad, all the news is bad, everything's going wrong, and it's not true. You just can't sell the good stuff. But I know for a fact that there's more good stuff happening everywhere. And I know it, but I can't prove it. And I know it's happening all the time everywhere. And that, to me, is one of the reasons why our world is in a better place, in my opinion, than it's ever been. There's no need to make anything great again in this world, because from my perspective, it's the greatest it's ever been. Now, is some stuff screwed up? Do we still have the stigma of all the bad stuff that we've done, whether it's slavery or genocide or oppression or wars or whatever it is? All that stuff still exists. It lingers within our psyche. But we're still in a place where we know it, and we can combat it, and we can grow from it, and we can get together and figure out how do we do things. I wouldn't live anywhere else on this planet but where I'm at right now. I don't want to go back living in 1955 or 1855 or 1655. I want to live right now in 2018. And that's because of where we are in this world. And I'm not saying anything to anyone in our audience that doesn't know that already. We all know this. I just think sometimes it gets lost in the cacophony of messages, you know, GroupMe and WhatsApp and Messenger and iMessage and all of these other platforms and all of the email and all of the news places that we can get things from, whether it's social media or traditional news. And it just sounds like a massive amount of noise, a massive amount of energy, and it's just consuming our head. And I don't necessarily want to unplug and just think that it'll go away. I'm not going to put my head in the sand. But the reality is that there's more goodness than there's not. We still have to combat the evil in all of its many forms and all of its many permutations. But there's more joy in this world. If you think about your family, you think about the people that you live around and that you've grown up with, you may have some dysfunction, but for the most part, you love them. If you think about your friends, even your friends that piss you off or get you mad, or you used to be friends and you're not so close as you used to be, there's a shared experience that happens with your friends that goes beyond anything else. And recently when I was at church, and one of the pastors talked about how anxiety can rob us of joy, I think it was the first time I ever heard it phrased that way. And he was right. It can rob us of what's real and what's out there and what's beautiful for us. So I say this to say that I thank you all for giving me those responses in regards to where I was coming from and the walk that I've taken in order to get myself healthy on all levels, physically, mentally, psychologically, physiologically, all of those different levels. So I thank you all. I appreciate the love. If you saw my hands right now, they would be in the blessed position, because I genuinely appreciate it. And what I also want to share with all of you is that we created this organization, and the reason why it's called the Rising Tides is that we know that a rising tide lifts all boats, right? You know, John Kennedy said that famously. And our goal is to not just help us, or not just to help one person, but figure out ways that we can help each other simultaneously get to where we need to be. And that starts with creativity, but it also grows into many other things in this world. So keep doing what you're doing. Make sure you share in what's happening. Make sure you don't feel afraid. Make sure that if someone's hurting you in any form, that hurt is explored and shared quickly, and that you get the help that you need. And I personally, even if I don't know you and you're listening to this podcast for the first time, reach out to me and I'll find a way to help you some way. because that's what we do. That's who we are. That's what makes a human being different than a cat or a worm, is that we're here to help each other out. And so please do that. Again, I appreciate all of you. I hope this message finds you well. I hope you find something within it that sparked or that you want to give and some feedback or talk to us about. Feel free to reach out to us. You can reach out to me directly at writer@winstonawilson.com. If my accent is too weird, it's writer, W-R-I-T-E-R, at winstonawilson.com. Or you can reach out to the Rising Tides email at risingtidescharity.org, which is our website, or at an email of info@risingtidescharity.org. Keep being beautiful. Keep sharing yourself with the world. Thank you so much. In October, we'll have 3 fantastic podcasts with 3 amazing people. We might have a 4th bonus one coming in October. So stay with us. Subscribe to us from wherever you're listening to us today. And have a blessed life. A blessed life.